When we want to get inspired, we look to who went before us in whatever we are trying to be inspired about. Maybe we're trying to invent something, so we look at everything that the Wright brothers did and their work and dedication in figuring out how to fly. Or in the medical field, all the doctors and nurses who put long hours in the care of others, coming up with new procedures and medicines. Or maybe you're a basketball player, and so you look to the Kansas Jayhawks, who just beat the Baylor Bears yesterday, who were number one. So go Jayhawks. Or another way to say it, when we approach something, we look to the goal or the desired outcome. You know, marriage, being faithful and fruitful for life. Sports, you know, scoring the highest points, except in golf, of course. But or maybe in a business, you know, putting out a good, you know, that is in quality and the product and the profit that you make. But what is the goal of the Christian life? And that is holiness. This is the command from the Lord that we hear in the first reading. Be holy, for I am holy. This is a perfect meditation, I guess, for being about to start in the season of Lent, to reflect on holiness of life. You know, who are the examples for living lives of holiness? The saints. I'll speak about the saints to the kids, and they sometimes will say, well, I can never be a saint, or I messed up so many times, or that's for other people, maybe grandma. You notice I didn't say grandpa, by the way. I'll then encourage them, you know, the saints weren't born saints. They aren't like those superheroes such as Captain America or Superman or Wonder Woman, where nobody can be like because of their powers. They are the everyday Joes who keep trying, who preserved in the faith, who never gave up, who made mistakes, but kept trying, who fell, picked themselves back up, repented, and tried again, and kept doing that. That is what makes a saint, someone who never gives up, who keeps trying, who keeps the Lord in focus, who strives for holiness of life, even when things are hard. A saint strives for holiness. We work for holiness when we are doing what we are supposed to be doing in our state in life, being the best version of ourselves, as Matthew Kelly likes to state in his books, being who God intended us to be. Saints, there's saints in all walks of life, doctors, religious, married couples, youth, elderly, men and women, single, boys and girls, all kept preserving in their faith, striving to be faithful and to draw close to the Lord. The culture makes holiness seem kind of boring, but no one lived more fully than the saints. We all want to be happy, and happiness and holiness are linked. And so how do we become a saint? To become holy like the first reading is exhorting us. We look to the examples of those who went before us. You know, some lived through incredibly dark times, yet their holiness was an inspiration to all. We could think of the early Christian martyrs who were persecuted for being Christian and being put to death, not even abandoning the faith at the threat of their own lives. Matthew Kelly states that it is possible to live a holy life. We want to live, and he describes this, by living holy moments, being the person God created you to be, and doing what he wants you to do in that moment. He uses some examples. Being patient with your brother or sister, helping someone in need, being a good friend, avoiding gossip, doing the things we hear in the gospel, loving our enemies, forgiving them. Perhaps the single greatest sign of being a Christian is loving your enemies, praying for their conversion, wanting them to be saved. The ultimate example of this is, of course, our Lord on the cross. The enemies of God in sin were in sin. And then what does our Lord cry out? Father, forgive them. They know not what they do. The saints followed his example. We can think of Saint Stephen, who as he was being stoned, he cried out the same thing, "Father, forgive them. They know not what they do," and countless others. Each one of us is called to be holy, to be a great witness like the saints, even to the very end. And what a powerful witness that is to the world. You know, what gets our attention? You know, it's holiness. It's what we are attracted to. Why was everyone attracted to Saint Mother Teresa, a little obscure nun in Calcutta who went out and served the poor? It was her holiness. Why was the youth so attracted to Saint John Paul II? It was because of his holiness. They're thirsting. People are thirsting for holiness and good examples to live by. So in holiness, you know, as Matthew Kelly states, we strive to live holy moments, each and every moment for the Lord, being the best version of ourselves, being who God intended us to be, and then being a light in the darkness, shining for all the world to see, dispelling the darkness with the light of Christ. I'm fond of saying the quote of Pope Benedict XVI, who says that the saints are the luminous trail through history. We have the light of Christ through our baptism, becoming a temple of the Holy Spirit, as the readings stay today. So let that light shine, and if it goes out, relight it in confession. Keep it burning. We are a temple of the Holy Spirit. Do we participate in anything that defiles the body? If we do, get rid of it, stop it. Never sadden the spirit which lives inside of you. And how pleasing is holiness to the Lord? May we be pleasing before the Lord as well. May we never defile our bodies with sin. Be who are we supposed to be in the eyes of the Lord, striving for holiness. In a few days, we start the season of Lent with Ash Wednesday. With these readings in mind, it is a great time to examine our lives and reflect and see if there's anything that we are doing that is causing us to sin. Are we attached to someone or something that is leading us down a road of sin? How can I better focus on the life to come? What sacrifice can help me prepare and thus become more conformed to Christ? Lent is a time to do without and hone our focus on what is important, our faith. It is through faith that the saints who became who they were and are became who they are. It is through their faith that they strove for holiness of life. May we have their same faith and live a life holy, pleasing to the Lord.